In CI News this week, Pastor Clive Johnston is convicted for preaching on John 3:16 in an abortion buffer zone. Local authority home ed registers become law under the Children's Wellbeing and Schools Act, and thousands march for life in Dublin. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 8th of May. I'm Anna Prodan. Retired pastor Clive Johnston has been convicted for preaching on John 3:16 in one of Northern Ireland's abortion censorship zones. The grandfather of seven was convicted of two charges under the Abortion Services Safe Access Zones Act for preaching opposite Coleraine's Causeway Hospital. Pastor Clive told journalists outside the courthouse that this was a dark day for Christian freedom.
There shouldn't be any public spaces in Northern Ireland where you can be prosecuted and convicted simply for preaching the gospel. If someone is out there causing trouble, stirring up violence, harassing or verbally attacking people, then absolutely go ahead and prosecute them. But I wasn't doing any of those things, as the police video shows, and everyone involved in this case accepts. Preaching John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but should have everlasting life. If there was ever a time when those near a hospital or far from a hospital needed to hear that message of hope, today is the day. And today in this court, this was criminalised.
Obviously, it's disappointing. When this legislation was being discussed, there were assurances that it would not criminalise gospel preaching, and we find today that this already deeply controversial, unjust buffer zones law has been selectively applied to do just that, to criminalise gospel preaching. This is creeping censorship, quite clearly, and if the ruling is allowed to stand, it will represent a shocking restriction on religious liberty, on freedom of speech. And so we will be working with Clive in the coming days and his legal team to consider our options for appeal.
Home educating families in England and Wales must be registered with their local authority under legislation that has now gained royal assent. The Children's Wellbeing in Schools Act requires councils to keep registers of children not in school, although these will not be implemented until there has been consultation on draft guidance and regulations. The Institute's Head of Education, John Denning, joins me in the studio. John, how can parents best raise their concerns about the Act?
Well, in the coming months, there will be a public consultation on both the regulations and the guidance, and these will make a really significant difference on how the Act is implemented. The Act's already been changed because of people raising concerns, so it really is worth parents who are concerned speaking out.
And is it only home educating parents that will be able to respond to the consultation?
No, it's a public consultation, so anybody can respond. And you know, it's not just home educating parents who should be concerned about this, I think. You know, I think most Christian parents can see there could be a situation where they would need to be able to withdraw their children from school for their own spiritual good, depending on what's happening in schools. So it's really important to keep that backstop position where parents are free to do that.
Thanks, John. A former prison governor has called for an urgent ban on all male inmates from women's jails in Scotland. Since 2024, convicted men in Scotland who hold a gender recognition certificate have been eligible for admission or transfer to a women's prison if they do not have a record of violence against a female. But Rona Hotchkiss, governor of Cornton Vale and Stirling until 2017, highlighted the case of Alan Baker, now known as Alexandra Stewart. Stewart has recently been charged with carrying out a sexual assault while on the female wing at HMP Greenock. Hotchkiss observed, he was regarded by some staff as a good example of why a blanket ban on trans males in the women's estate would be unnecessary and cruel. That reasoning and the exceptions built into the Scottish Prison Service policy should be deleted today. And finally, thousands of people called on Ireland to change course on abortion at the March for Life in Dublin this bank holiday. Independent TD Ken O'Flynn told the crowds that the debate on abortion is not over and we will not be silenced. In 2024, there were 10,850 abortions, the highest on record.
We are here because we believe, and I believe, that life begins at conception. And if a society cannot defend the most vulnerable, then it weakens the value of its place for every human life in its country.
The story of Ireland's abortion regime is about lives lost, women hurt, and truth suppressed. But each revelation strengthens our case. Each truth makes it harder for society to look away.
To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.